Recently, the discovery of seven Earth-like planets has prompted, again, this long time discussion of what does Halakha hold? Is there life on other planets or not? Does Halakha allow us to believe that there's life on other planets? How do the Rabbanim view this very interesting question? So for the most part, there are three shittas amongst Rishonim and Achronim on this topic. The Sefer Or Hashem by Rav Chasdai Kreskes, written in the 1300s, was of the opinion that yes, there could be life out there. There's nothing in the Torah, no logic dictates that there should not be any, and there's no reason to think that there should be no life out there. And he brings a proof that there could be life out there from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do at night? The Gemara gives one opinion that Hashem is shot biyud ches olamos, that Hashem travels through 18,000 worlds. So therefore you see the concept that there could be worlds out there, and therefore the Rav Chasdai Kreskes and the Or Hashem kind of leaves open the possibility that there could be other worlds out there, and in fact, perhaps even they have das like the Bnei Adam in our planet as well. On the other hand, the Sefer Ikrim says, no way, there's no other life out there on other planets, and there is no such possibility. A middle sheet is the Sefer Abris, who brings the Sefer Ikrim, but the Sefer Abris argues, and he says, no, there could be other worlds out there, but it's unlikely, or he says there's no possibility that those people on other worlds would have the same das as Bnei Adam on this world. In other words, he says if Hashem wanted to put more humans, he would have just made the world bigger. So therefore, there's no other people with seichel or with free will on other planets. So basically, there are these three shitas. If there are other life forms out there, the Rav Chasdai Kreskes says perhaps, Sefer Ikrim says no, and the Sefer Abba and the Sefer Abris says there could be, but they're unlikely that they have free will. The Mate Dun also leaves open the possibility that there's life on other planets, and he brings a proof from the Sefer last mission of Uktzin, which says that a tzaddik is manchel shai olamos, 310 worlds. And therefore you see that there is a concept of other worlds as well. The Chida on Tosfos in Menachos, where the Tosfos brings a medrash that Ashmodai brought a two-headed person in front of Shlomo HaMelech and was asking Shlomo HaMelech certain questions of Yerusha pertaining to this two-headed individual. The Pesach Einayim also seems to entertain the possibility that in other worlds there could be these double-headed creatures, but not on this world, but he does leave open the possibility of life on other planets. And Rav Aryeh Kaplan as well quotes a Tikkunei Zohar in Sefer. You could find this Sefer also quoted in Torah.org. This Rav Aryeh Kaplan brings that a tzaddik is inherits, based on the Tikkunei Zohar, 18,000 worlds for every tzaddik. So therefore you see that there is a concept of other worlds as well. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, in the former Rosh Yeshiva Emeritus of Yeshiva University, he says perhaps this machlokas of if there is life in other worlds is totally in a machlokas of Sadia Gon and the Rambam. If man is the central, is the focus of life or not. Sadia Gon, who says an anthropocentric outlook, that man is the main purpose of the world, so then there would be no reason to think that there's life out there, because if man is the main focus, why would there be other people on different planets? As opposed to the Rambam, was of the opinion that no, that man is not as the center of the world like man likes to believe, and therefore that would be like to say for the Rav Chasdai Kreskes, that there could be life out there, because that wouldn't diminish anything, because man is not the central focus of the world. And just to end on a lighter note, the Satmar Rav was asked, you know, when the man was going to the moon in the 60s, the Satmar Rav was asked, is there life on other planets? And the Satmar Rav said, definitely not. And everyone said, Satmar Rav, how do you know? So he says, it's for sure that there's no life on other planets, because if there would, for sure, the Panovich Rav would have gone there collecting. So although there's a joke, it perhaps says, is the Satmar Rav Shita as well.